Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast 922, the A version. The A version is always the latest news of the week and what it means to you so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. This is, as I said, 922A. There is a B version. We have a sensational interview coming up. Do download that, rate it, and tell your friends about it. How safe is food to buy at a farmer's market? My answer, wash it at least three times. It's not as safe as at the store. We'll get into that. Here's how long you can safely keep eating your holiday leftovers. So I know this is the week before Christmas, but just in case you have a Christmas turkey or ham, how long, and by the way, I'd rather you have a turkey or chicken than a ham, or even vegan, but how long if you can eat any of them? We'll talk about that. Elective C-sections are tied to double risk of overweight babies. Why? We'll answer. Obesity boosts childhood asthma risk by 30%. Goop and others profit by shunning makeup chemicals. What do the scientists say? Exercise is great, but even light activities like walking and housework improve your health. Snoring is a bigger health threat to women or men. We'll answer that. For some women, mammograms may need to begin at 30. And meth opioid addiction increased to 8-9% of pregnancies. Holy, holy mackerel. 9% of women who get pregnant in the U.S. are addicted to meth and or opioids. Jeez, that's atrocious. Most of those are using tobacco, too. Youngest children in kindergarten face a high risk of misdiagnosis as ADHD. That's right. We need a second opinion for these, not the diagnosis. Middle school football players show changes in key brain areas. Yeah, even when you play in middle school. So weight, the developing brain, don't do contact. Cancer diagnosis is tied to an increased suicide risk. Is there anything we should do about it? And fixes for the U.S. drinking problem. What drinking problem? Well, they're hard to sell these fixes, and we'll talk about the drinking problem. What to get someone for Christmas? Either the book, What to Eat When, you can pre-order it, or a sauna. An infrared sauna, not a high heat, not a radiant heat sauna, but a 105-degree sauna does the heart good. So does the book, What to Eat When. And Unlocking the Mysteries of Hair Growth, there are two new genes that are really important that even I didn't know about. Let's get to these stories. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual, the Part A, the section that tells you what to do. And basically, fruit and veggies, look, 9% of these at farmers markets have serious risk. 18% of pork samples, 40% of beef samples have E. coli, 28% of kale samples, 29% of lettuce samples, 17% of spinach samples, the lowest was 9%. These are all bad things. And about 9% of all of those have listeria in addition to E. coli. Wash them, wash them, wash them. I can't tell you enough. Now, the beef, well, first of all, I don't think you should have red meat. But if you have red meat or pork, make sure you cook it before you wash it. Because washing it first splatters it. Cook it down wash it down in the sink. And remember, wash carefully. Wash repeatedly with a salad spinner. Really be meticulous. Because, especially at farmers market, much higher risk than at regular stores. And if they bring in pre-washed, wash it. What do you mean, pre-washed? It should be good enough. Well, at a restaurant, I sat down and ate, saw they didn't wash it. He just dumped it out of the bag. I said, why'd you dump it out of the bag? Why don't you wash it? He said, it's pre-washed. Well, that's the last time I ate at that restaurant, and I didn't have that salad. Don't settle for it. Wash it, wash it, wash it, and check at the restaurant. Do they wash the pre-wash? If they don't, go like I did to a new restaurant. How long can you safely keep your holiday leftovers? Same as any other get them within the refrigerator within 2 hours, and then at most 2 days, and cook them again. Cook them again, cook them again, cook them again. And if you're taking them home, get them in a freezer pack. And cook them again, cook them again, cook them again. Don't take the simple way out of just putting them on the plate. They aren't safe. I don't want you to get sick. 14,000 people a year die of food poisoning, and a whole mess more have to go in the hospital. Elective C-sections double the risk of overweight babies. So what does this mean? We don't know why. It's probably because of different microbiome, different bacteria. But whatever, so if that's the case, take a probiotic when you get pregnant and keep taking it through breastfeeding, and hopefully the kid will get that. Hopefully that'll remedy it. We don't have good enough data to say that's true, but I think that's true. Next is, the next story is about obesity. So if the kid gets obese, or if you get obese, but it's mainly they looked at 500,000 children and about 19 million doctor visits, and they found that the kids who were obese were much more likely to get, asthma. So clean your house, vacuum it, but expose the kids to a zoo, get them to a variety of different things. But your house should be clean, and the kid should not be obese. If your kid looks chunky, he is at much greater risk of a whole bunch of things. So how does it lead to a whole bunch of things? Well, it turns on bad genes in the kid that stay on for the rest of their life. Unbelievable. You get to influence, but a little bit of badness apparently makes a lot of badness later on. How bad are the chemicals in makeup? There's a real debate on it. Some scientists say the terms natural and organic are meaningless, but you want to avoid phthalates. You want to avoid some of those bad things with formaldehyde, especially for black women, because they have a lot more in the hair straightening products. So I don't know what to say, whether Beauty Counter and Goop are really much better, but I believe that you should read the ingredients. If it has phthalates or formaldehyde in it, just shun it. If it has parabens in it, shun it. I believe that. But those are the only three I really believe common in addition to food colorings. What about the general thing of exercise? If you don't want to go to a treadmill or bike, well, it turns out just walking or doing housework, put on a pedometer and get your 10,000 steps a day. Remember, we don't want you to sit down. That's the story from last week. Get up every hour and walk for 2 minutes. 2 minutes every hour of walking is key. Even I do it when I'm doing these podcasts. You can ask our great engineer, Ben. He has to take a break between podcasts because I take a break and walk around. Snoring is a bigger threat to women. That surprised me. Turns out that when women snore, they much more likely to have obstructive sleep apnea and stop breathing altogether for periods of time that lowers their oxygen level than, in fact, do men. Surprising, although men snore more often. So probably it's less likely in women, but when they snore, it's more serious. For some women, mammograms need to begin at 30. If you got a family history of breast cancer before age 50 in your family or immediate family members, or you've had some other problem or a genetic risk, start earlier, advises the American Cancer Society. So know your family history. Did your mom, grandma, great-grandma, sisters, brothers? This is a scary one, the next story, and I don't know what to do about it, but it is that 9% of all pregnancies in the U.S., that's 10% of our kids, have the risk of having a mom with opioid or methamphetamine addiction. And those lead to brain dysfunction and developmental problems in the kids. These risks have quadrupled in the last 15 years, quadrupled in 15 years. That's really scary to me that 10% of all citizens are going to have that problem. That doesn't include alcohol. And when you include alcohol, it may be as high as 30%, one third of all kids have one of those disabilities when they start with. Moms, this is really important. If you're going to get pregnant, you've got a real obligation to say, I'm going to stay clean. I'm going to stay healthy. I'm not going to have coffee or more than one cup a day. I'm not going to have any alcohol. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to use methamphetamine or opioids. I'm going to do the best thing for my kid for that 9 months. It's a real choice you have to make. And it's a really important one for the kid for the whole rest of their life. Next is youngest children in kindergarten face highest risk of ADHD. That's right. The kindergarten kids, if you will, what I wanted to bring up with this story is that ADHD, if your kid is young and starts school in at the earliest part of the year, they have much higher risk of being labeled ADHD, even though they're just young. That is, they're less mature. And so if your kid is young, get a second opinion. It's probably not that the kid has ADHD. According to this study, it is more likely they're just young. Middle school football players show changes in a key brain area. Yeah, they're even so, I don't know what to say, but don't play tackle until you're out of high school is what I'd say. Would I allow my kid to play football? No. I'm even scared about the fact we let them play soccer. Cancer diagnosis is tied to a higher suicide risk, so remember to support your friends with cancer. U.S. has a drinking problem, but most of the states that manufacture or sell alcohol love the taxes from it, and so they don't do something that lowers that risk. I don't know what to say about that, but hopefully instead of drinking, you'll go in a sauna, because this data from Finland, it's the fifth study from Finland, 15-year study. Those who use the sauna for 20 minutes, say infrared sauna, that is 105 to 106 degree. It's not one that where radiant heat where you sweat and have to change clothes or get in a bathing suit to go in. This one, you can go in your normal clothes. It's a wonderful thing for your heart. Decrease the risk of heart disease and sudden death from heart disease by about 50%. Really amazing. Those who used it 4 to 7 times a week, 3% died from heart disease over a 15-year period. That number rose to 10%, threefold greater if they used the sauna once or less than once a week. Amazing. Mysteries of men's hair. Yeah, there are two new genes discovered. DKK2 and WNT. We'll wait for data because you'll be able to get maybe the proteins these produce and have hair where you didn't have it before. That's the news of the week. The key again, moms, remember, if you're going to get pregnant, that's a major commitment and major commitment for your kids. And most importantly, wash your produce many times. It's absolutely key. And keep washing produce. Thanks very much. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is number 922A, one that gives you the latest news of the week in medicine and what it means to you. Ben, thanks for wonderful engineering. But thank you, the listener, for great downloading. Thanks for downloading us. Thanks for listening. Remember, there's a great interview on the B section. And I'm going to surprise you. I want you to be surprised when you're downloading how wonderful it is on the B section. We'll be back next week. Remember, you need a great Christmas gift. There are wonderful one. Get the book, What to Eat When, our book, or a sauna. Those are things that will both keep you healthy. Thanks very much for listening and downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. We'll be back next week with the latest news of the week and a great interview for you. Thanks again.